dictation for Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, August 1365. Mr. Scott is a 56-year-old gentleman, just started dialysis in ALMA, A-L-M-A, underlying ESRD from diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, nephrotic range proteinuria, has an AV fistula on the left upper extremity. He's been feeling weak, tired, dyspnea on short distances, not at rest, problems of very low glucose, off metformin, off Trulicity on a lower dose of Toujuo, T-O-J-U-O. We are using a number 17 gauge needle on the left side, no bleeding. We are removing some amount of fluid. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, although appetite is poor. Normal bowel movements, no diarrhea, bleeding, still making urine, some frequency, urgency, nocturia, no major incontinence, cloudiness of blood, no major edema, stable neuropathy, no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or ulcers. No chest pain palpitation, but dyspnea on minimal activities, no orthopnea PND, minimal cough, no sputum production, no major upper respiratory symptoms, no oxygen, inhaler not using, no CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, 30 years or longer, insulin for the last 7, no documented diabetic retinopathy or prior laser treatment or shots, does have neuropathy but no ulcers, coronary artery disease, altogether 6 stents and a 3 vessel bypass surgery around 2018, follows with Dr. Collins, C-O-L-I-N-S, Sagino, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, no arrhythmia, no rheumatic fever endocarditis, no liver abnormalities, isolated kidney stone 1986, no stone analysis, no recent pneumonia, no congestive heart failure, peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, surgeries, left inguinal hernia in 2 opportunities, altogether 6 coronary artery stents and a 3 vessel bypass surgery, right-sided rotator cuff surgery, right knee scope 2 times, colonoscopy benign, findings diverticulosis. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he has not bring his medication list. We will review it later. Some changes as indicated above. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, chronic kidney disease, grandfather on mother's side. Father lost a kidney from cancer. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. No skin rash bruises. No bleeding nose gums, no lightheadedness falling episode, no localized pain. Next paragraph. Chemistry is hemoglobin at 13.1, low iron levels, ferritin 79, saturation 14%. We are doing 3 hours treatment. Present weight around 114. Normal albumin, normal potassium, normal sodium. A1C diabetes 6.6, bicarbonate at 20. Normal phosphorus, calcium, PTH at 414. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy, previously documented nephrotic range proteinuria. Next number, hypertension, remains high. Next number, anemia with iron deficiency. He will need intravenous iron, venofer 100 times 10, and we will check a stool sample for blood. Next number, worsening dyspnea on activity. I cannot explain it by volume overload, degree of anemia, or degree of metabolic acidosis. Needs to see Dr. Collins for evaluation, probably an echocardiogram stress testing as part of transplant workup. Next number, transplant workup in progress, University of Michigan. Next number, diabetes in the low side, explained by advanced renal failure. Half-life of medication is prolonged. Next number, calcium phosphorus normal. Next number, PTH upper normal, does not require treatment. Next number, normal albumin. Next number, peripheral neuropathy is stable. We discussed about home peritoneal dialysis, that he's interested. Continue work up University of Michigan for transplant. And awaiting input from cardiology, Dr. Collins. End of dictation.